Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Welcome to another amazing episode of Adventures in Companionship with myself, Rufilia, and the amazing Dr. Bill Price. And of course, he is not new to radio. He was a national presenter for 4 programs years ago, and it's amazing to have him back.
Thank you. Dr.
Bill is a Master Executive Global Leadership and Strategy Coach. He is also qualified in neuroscience, which is brain biology, and a member of Institute of Coaching for the McPhee Association of Harvard Medical University. He is a professional international speaker, a coach, a husband to the beautiful Estelle, a father to 2 adult children, and a grandpa to 4 amazing alive grandchildren. He loves reading, hiking in mountains, laughter, walking in nature, good movies, socializing, and as a futuristic, scanning the horizon for new trends and unfolding as we live in the now of today. Family, let us all welcome Dr. Bill Price.
Tra-la-la. Thank you so much for that introduction. I feel like I'm about to walk onto a circus stage. All the lights are on and the whip is cracked, and now I've got to perform, Rafiru. So thank you for that wonderful, wonderful, encouraging and inspiring and energetic introduction. So we are on an adventure in companionship.
Yep.
And we are on session 10. The focus in session 10 is around the process of an open-minded, confident, and confidential safe space within any particular relationship. So
yeah,
if you can imagine 2 people, there's a bubble around each person. They have their own separate bubble, and that bubble is called their own space. So within that own space is a timeline, and that timeline has got a past to it, there's a present to it, and there's a future to it. So there's, but when you click on the present, there is a moment which is called the now. So if you are listening to my voice and you are seated or lying down, we are now in the present. So we're aware of each other, and we're aware of a voice over the radio, and you're listening and you are breathing in and out and you're paying attention. But I'd like you to take a moment and just take a deep breath with me. Breathe in. And as you breathe out, I'd like you to take 1 index finger and place it on the tip of your nose. Now suddenly, you've become aware of your nose.
Yeah.
And that's called living in the now. So it's a moment of intentional awareness. If you're sitting on a chair and I say to you, lift your feet off the floor and put your full weight on the chair, then you are in the now. You were in the present while your feet were on the ground and you were aware of the chair and aware of the table, aware of the ground, etc. But when I ask you to lift your feet, you then became aware of your full weight of your body on the chair. And that's living in the now. So you can practice now moments. Living in the now is like my wife told me that if I'm going to live in the now, I need to learn, and I help her do that at times, to wash the dishes without making any noise.
Mm.
So all you must just hear is the ripple of the water. You mustn't hear a clanging of a plate. You mustn't hear the clanging of a knife and fork, the clanging of a pot, etc. It is all as silent as possible with intentionality. Then you are in the now. Then you're aware of. Living in the now is when you go on a walk and you're walking with a friend and you're walking in the park or wherever you're walking, and you suddenly become aware that you're going to put your heel down first and then your toe. And then you're aware that it's heel, toe, heel, toe, heel, toe, heel, toe. And then you start breathing in and out. So you breathe in with the left leg and breathe out with the right leg. And you keep that rhythm going. And then you can stay in the now as long as you're aware of the rhythm all the time. So it's heel, toe, breathe in, breathe out, heel, toe, breathe in and breathe out. So awareness is critical. in any interpersonal relationship, in any companionship journey. Because we tend to live either in the future, and I can remember when Estelle and I were dating, what we used to do, now I'm giving my age away. So we used to get the magazine, and there was a shop called the OK Bazaars. There's still one there now. And when I studied psychology, my professor always told me, whenever he said, "How are you feeling?" And I said, "Okay." He said, "That's the name of a shop and a bazaar. It's not an emotion." So okay is not an emotion. Another emotion he taught us is that doesn't exist is called fine. I'm fine. How are you doing? I'm fine. The moment a person says to you they're fine, you need to know that they are not fine, because that's a weather report. A fine is a weather report. Oh. We're having a fine day today, and it's the weather is fine. So an emotion is a word that expresses how I'm feeling the energy in my body.
Yeah.
And I'm aware of the energy that is within my body right now. So I would say that I am pretty aware right now, that I am anxiously excited. I'm not too sure how this program is going across. I haven't got the full view of the listener on the either side of the microphone. So I'm not too sure how I'm connecting and how real it is to you on the other side that is listening, and whether you're listening with an open mind. So coming into any relationship, there's a couple of basic foundational rules that we need to establish. First of all, within our own bubble, within our own space. So the space needs to be a place where there's no judgment, no negativity, no criticism, no dumping, no blame games, and no deceit. So you are, and denial. So I am in a space which is called just is.
Mm.
So the worst can happen to me. I'm not going to deny it, but I'm just going to take a deep breath and going, okay, so this is how it is. And this is how it's playing itself out. And I need to respond to that. So I'm aware of, and I'm open-minded. Open-mindedness is like a broadband in our head. It's like the internet inside my head. And there are three particular transparent open compartments in this broadband. So the first one, the whole one, is called mindset. And then there are three main mindsets that we operate from in any given relationship. The first mindset is a fixed mindset. So a fixed mindset is, I'm made like this, you can't change me, I'm never going to change, I'm so addicted to my culture, the culture is the only thing that matters in my life, so you can't change me because that's what my culture says. I'm not allowed to change my culture. I can't challenge my culture. I can't challenge my habits. I can't challenge my rituals. I can't challenge even the way that I'm thinking. Even although I know I'm not always right, I dare not to challenge my thinking. So it's a fixed mindset, a mindset that says there's no possibility, there's a lack of hope, there's a lack of joy, I'm playing the policeman, I'm playing the critic, I'm playing blame games and excuses and all of that. That just reveals that I live in a fixed mindset. Now, you cannot grow in a fixed mindset. A fixed mindset won't allow you and will not allow you to be adventurous, because it just ties you down. It kind of weighs you down. It's your handbrake version. So if you're riding in a car and you just pull up the handbrake slowly until you'll see the rev counter go down, then you know you're riding the handbrake version of your life. And yeah, you've been created to live fully free, fully alive. And he said, "I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." I haven't come that you will have a handbrake life version. So take your hand off the handbrake, release, let go, and live fully free. The other mindset is a growth mindset. And a growth mindset is not necessarily just being positive. A growth mindset will look at life and go, I see that there is a thunderstorm. I see that there is a virus out there and it can kill. I'm aware of it. I'm not afraid of it, but I will respect the protocols and the processes, etc.
Yeah.
I will also look after my body and I will eat the kind of foods that strengthens my immune system. I will drink magnesium and iron and zinc and vitamin D3 and omega-3 and GABA, and I will multivitamins, lots of vitamin C, and I will drink a tablespoon of olive oil every single morning and every evening with a little bit of salt in it, and that will add value to my cell structure in my brain and my gut structure. So if I keep my gut healthy, then my body can fight the viruses. And by the way, in the past 6 months, your gut and my gut have fought off around about 10 to the power of 23 noughts viruses.
What?
Already, of which one of is corona. So I can guarantee you that all of us have been visited by corona at some stage.
Wow.
And we didn't. That's why you've got people that have got corona, but they can't even feel the symptoms. It's because the immune system is already fighting it and it's strong. So we are aware of it. So open-mindedness and a growth mindset is, I am aware of reality, but I'm also open to possibility.
Mm.
So there's possibilities that come into it there. And then there's the abundance mindset, or the mutually beneficial mindset. And that mindset says, I'm not on my own. I'm not here by myself. We are journeying together. And it's very much like Tata Mandela taught us that we are in a village and we are Ubuntu. We are each other's friend and associate. And
yeah.
I am because of you and you are because of me. And so that has got to do with a beneficiation mindset. And those are people that are, they don't only give, but they also have a wonderful capacity to be able to receive with open-heartedness and an open mind. A reality to exactly what is happening within life and within their lives. So a mindset is critical for in the space in which we are. So we need to assure each other that we're both working on this kind of stuff. So sometimes the one person is, you're working with a fixed mindset, so your companion has got a fixed way of thinking. They've got a particular political party that they believe in. They'll fight you to the death.
Yeah.
It's got a particular color to it. And my grandmother was in the party. My grandfather was, my great-grandfather was in it. Oh, good Lord, my children are going to be in it. And if you ask the reason as to, you know, what is the reason for that, there's very little cognitive thinking around it. It's answers like because I have to be loyal no matter what. They can be the worst, they could be whatever they are, and I will overlook their sin and I will just continue to believe in it. So that's a fixed mindset.
How can someone move from having a fixed mindset to having one that's focused on abundance?
So my first question to you will be, if you are a fixed mindset person and you want help, my first question is going to be, is what benefit are you getting out of living in a fixed mindset? What's the benefit you're getting out of it? What's
nothing.
The payoff? Okay. So if it's nothing, then my next question is, so if it's nothing, what makes you hang around with it?
You hang around because you're already used to it. It's just been a pattern of your life.
And what's that doing for you?
Well, nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
But is there any negativity that's happening, any harm? Because there's definitely no growth.
There's no growth.
Okay. So how long do you want to stay in that way?
Well, not long. Not long anymore, because I can see that there is no growth, and no growth is actually disturbing me, because I want to see myself being something one day.
Okay, so that's going to be the key factor. before anybody makes a change in their life, there's a call. So there is a reason that switches on. And it's either I don't want the past anymore and it's not adding benefit to me.
Yeah.
And I want the future more than I want my present. So the moment there's a want, so the moment there's a desire, the moment there's life that glitters and says the future has to be more than what I'm going through right now, then you need to know you're a candidate for change.
Mm.
And then the reality is you need to ask yourself the question, so what are the belief system that I've had that has kept me in my mindset? What was it that I was believing all the time? And you've got to unpack that and understand that. And then you've got to look at the behaviors. So the mindset created a certain pattern of behavior. What were my rituals? What were my sentences? What were my paragraphs? What are the words that I used? What were my emotions that I felt? And then what was the result of that? And the result was, I'm going nowhere, I'm growing nowhere, etc., etc.
Yeah.
So then you've got to invert it. So then you've got to ask yourself the question like, okay, so what do I want? Well, you've got to be clear on that. I want the opposite. I want to be connected. I want this bubble to be a place where that's safe for myself and for the person with whom I'm having this companionship relationship with. I want to be able to have confidence, and there must be confidentiality. So we're not going to share secrets and blurb on each other and become a gossip column in the community. And so, okay, so is that what you want? Yes, that's what I want. And you paint that as clear and as focused as possible, and you put the emotion. So I'll then ask the question, so if that's the kind of relationship that you want, how will you feel when you are in that relationship doing that? And your emotions that you feel are?
You definitely will not feel good. You can feel crushed. You can feel overlooked. You can feel intimidated, especially intimidated.
Okay. But in a good relationship, how will you feel?
The ideal would be you would feel challenged to do more.
Okay.
You would feel an intellectual connection with the other person.
And acceptance.
Acceptance, yes. Probably you will feel like your presence is appreciated as well.
Yes, yeah. Mutual respect, yeah. Acceptance, love,
yeah.
Value, worth. So I'm going, okay, so if that's the description of the new relationship and that's the description of the feeling that you have in that relationship, what behaviors will create that picture? So we have to meet often. We have to talk openly about, hold on a minute, is our relationship going anywhere? Are we connected as we want to be? Are we as connected emotionally as we are? Do I feel confident in your presence? Do I feel safe in your space? And a lot of husbands and wives and boyfriends and girlfriends have an issue that the guy will not share secrets in his life if the space between him and his lady friend or his friend is not safe. No secrets will be shared if there's no safety. So if there's no safety, you can't be confident. And you can be as competent as possible, but then you will come across with a false self and you'll come across being someone that you're not. You're protecting yourself all the time. You're only giving snippets of information that you think are enough for the person to make them feel good.
So as an individual, actually, just before we close, I needed your input here. How do you deal if, let's say, I am the companion in the relationship who has a problem with being held accountable?
By whom?
By my other partner, or being friends, or even in a workplace as well.
Okay, so I must never give my accountability away to anybody, no matter whether it's husband and wife. You're accountable to yourself.
Yeah.
So it's very clear that mutuality has built into a biblical marriage. So a biblical marriage very clearly states that we are to submit one to another. There's no such thing as the woman has to submit to the husband. only. That's it, end of story. Because further on down the line, next verse, it says, husbands and wives, submit yourselves one to another.
Yeah.
So submission is the Greek word which means coming alongside, next to, underneath, to help carry the load. So that's what submission means. So I'm not although I am accountable to my wife for living an ethical life, living a moral life, living a life that is worthy of a good reputation.
Mm.
She can count on me. She's not going to be the policeman of my life.
Yeah.
And ask me, were you naughty today? Did you do something wrong or whatever? Because I've already made up my mind that I am self-owned. And self-control is the fruit of the spirit that's on the inside of my inner man. So I don't use willpower. I use self-control. And I live on the basis of living in the fruit of the spirit, which helps me to maintain a sense of personal accountability.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Dr. Bell. Remember, if you have any questions or you just want to give any feedback, you can email Dr. Bill Price on inspired@drbillprice.com. The email is inspired@drbillprice.com. Thank you so much from me, Rafule, and the amazing Dr. Bill Price. We'll see you next time.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.